Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Believers, we have returned. We're about to kick off 40 straight weeks. That's right, 40 weeks of Lucha Underground. We have got two very, very special guests in store to talk about the premiere. So stick around. Let's talk about it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
There we go. Guys, we're back. It feels like it's only been a matter of weeks, really. It was so long between seasons one and two. It's like we never left. It's like we never left. Guys, we're right here. This is the Lucha Underground After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. We're so happy to be back. We're so happy you could join us.
Yeah, good.
And we are very happy to have two very, very special guests on our couch in the studio, right here in the AfterBuzz studios. Firstly, you know her as the beautiful Brenda. You can catch her at 423 Get Fame, as always. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Miss Holly Meowie.
Yeah! 423 Get Fame.
And to her left on that couch, you know her as the Buena Loca. She is one quarter of the Worldwide Underground. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Taya Valkyrie.
Hi. Woo! Clap for me, Mitch. Okay.
This is, we're starting off with a bang, of course. Always, my lovely and talented co-host me at this table for the next 40 weeks. I can't get over how long that sounds.
Dude,
like,
I know.
We're going to be doing this.
When you just said that right now, I was
that's
like...
That's a long time.
It's a long time.
It's
a long time.
It's like nine lives.
Yeah.
That's there. Roughly,
so
give or
cats.
Take. Give or take. Guys, firstly, to my left...
What's up?
You know her from Snarled. You know her from Ask Us We're Drunk. You know her from all the amazing times she's guested on here, on Raw, on SmackDown. Guys, this is Rachel Evans.
It's me. It's Rachel. We clap. 40 weeks is so long. Well, all of our periods are going to sync up.
They're going to, by the end of it.
I thought we talked about no period time.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Boys hate periods. I'm so sorry.
To Rachel's left. You know what? It's all green lights here on Lucha Underground.
For everyone.
We can talk about
it out before you come in.
To Rachel's left, he's not on the ones and twos. He's right here showing that beautiful mug right in front of the camera. He's
look
a documentarian. He's a cameraman. He's a host. You know him as Jimbo Slice. This is Mr. James Frank, everyone.
Oh, man. You're going to be so sad.
What's that?
I changed my Twitter.
Did you?
I did.
I'm sorry, what?
I had to.
There's a bunch of numbers in it now.
Yeah, there's a bunch of numbers now.
You're not supposed to change your Twitter and not let people know. Like, how are they supposed to tweet at you?
How am I supposed to?
It's not going
to
pop up.
Franco?
No. That's exactly
that
why,
that makes
though.
Sense, though.
So, I'm now the producer of X-Pac's podcast on AfterBuzz, the X-Pac 12360 show.
So
therefore, they were like, you should change it to something like that. So, I'm now at Jimbo 12360.
There you go.
Can you promise me something?
I was so sad. They were like, this is the Jimbo Slice with two E's. You got to get rid of it. It's too fucking confusing. And I was just like, man,
what
I've gotten it down.
12360. And like, just like 423.
Yeah, 123. Get fame.
Yeah.
Do you promise me that before these 40 weeks is over, me and X-Pac will take a prom picture together?
I could try and make that happen for sure.
Dreams.
And like, his Suck It jersey, DX Suck It jersey.
Is it still hanging out there?
I think he took it.
This is not a joke when I say that my father would be very proud of me if that happened. So please.
And I will tell you a Lucha Underground fun fact.
Please do.
Let's hear it.
That the first vignette that Johnny and I shot together when I did the walk, you know, in the red carpet from the second season.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know who.
Are you allowed to say that?
This is a funny story. Yes.
Okay. You can say whatever you like.
Whatever. Okay. But before we did the walk, because I'm like a tomboy, and so I felt extremely awkward in this long floor-length dress. And I was like, I feel like I'm going to the prom. And I don't know who on production has literally a prom photo of me and Johnny Mundo. Like an 80s prom we post. And my face is like so disgusted. I'm just like...
That's my favorite photo to take. I feel that's the most humanizing photo.
It's classic.
No.
Since we're talking about...
Look at what you're doing over here.
I know. I'm real interested in what's happening.
Yeah.
Anyways,
moving on.
That's for after the air.
Speaking of vignettes, before we get into this premiere, I got to talk about one of Jimbo and I's absolute favorite vignettes from last season. Aside from, obviously, all of the Famous Me vignettes, because those are absolutely incredible. The style of those and the way those are shot, those are all amazing.
That's why I'm like...
But the vignette in which you're in this evening gown and you're just beating the shit out of like a club full of guys, backfisting glasses out of people's hands.
So dope. Fun fact, I worked as a bartender for many years. So like
really?
This like Coyote Ugly situation. Don't even, yeah. Anyways, so I literally, you know, I knew how to do that already. Second nature.
So I wanted to, I wanted to ask both you guys about kind of the shooting of these vignettes and kind of if you're allowed to kind of put your own spin on it, how long it usually takes, things like that.
Well, it was, for me, I had no idea what to expect. Obviously, I came in at the beginning of season two. I'd heard lots about the vignettes and everything. But it was super fun because there's obviously they have like the full idea and, you know, the scripts and everything like that. But you really can really, you know, into the fight scene, we combine certain things that were Taya-isms and, you know, I was able to use wardrobe that are like the colors that I like and different like little tiny aspects. And so we kind of everything gets personalized to each individual person outside of even their character. So on the creative side of things, it's awesome. And it shows, I think, a different side of us, too. And it makes the character have more depth as opposed to just being like, I'm going to fight sexy star.
Right, exactly.
She's dead. I hate her because she wears a mask. Like, no one cares.
Yeah,
it's way cooler to have, like, a fun, like, you know, story that goes along with it that really gets the people to have a better connection with us as characters. And I think that...
I'm completely, cat-pletely responsible for my wardrobe on Lucha.
Awesome.
Like, I mean, me and the wardrobe people, we come together and we have the brain children that are in my suitcase, but they're all my suitcase, I have a giant costume closet at home.
Oh, Brenda loves sparkles and feathers.
I'm very like showgirl Las Vegas.
If you didn't
style.
Already know,
absolutely.
But I actually get more interesting this season.
Really?
You'll have to see it. I can't do any spoilers.
I think we all do. No spoilers,
but like my wardrobe is interesting.
Ooh, more leather.
We do know that Famous Bee picked up Dr. Wagner at the end of season two as a client.
I was going to say, does Famous Bee get more clients that like your wardrobe will compliment whatever clients he brings to the ring, a la Jimmy Hart jacket style?
Cut this off right now.
Yeah.
This is like
danger zone.
It just gets interesting.
Awesome.
Like my interesting hands?
Those are, you know...
This is my
it's like a weird spirit finger, but...
Yes. Sure. Interesting, yes.
So how did you hit the needy aura in that evening gown?
Because the double knees in the club.
Yeah, the double knees in the club.
You're in this,
like,
oh my gosh.
You're in this, like, beautiful
there's
red evening
split.
Gown.
Yeah. I was more worried about the fact that I had these giant heels on. I had, like, 6-inch heels on. I was like... I don't do this. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm like a Nike Shox and Converse girl. And the guy who was like, I was supposed to, like, and then I think you should probably just knee him in the face because that's like your move. And I was like,
your move is kneeing in the face?
It's one of my thingies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for watching, Brenda.
I've seen it.
So the guy who was the stunt guy in the scene was just like, yeah, whatever you want. Like, he was just like really into it. Come on, give it to me. And so I was like, okay, bam. And we had to do it like, a bunch of times, obviously, to catch it from different angles. And I felt bad every time. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm Canadian. I say I'm sorry after like everything.
I'm sorry.
But
and
yeah.
And then you throw like leaves at them, right? Because isn't that the Canada mascot?
The leaf.
Oh, God.
The leaf is the Canada mascot.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
It's on the flag. It's the maple leaf.
Like, ours
but
is
it's
the
not
poppy,
on...
right?
The
California's
poppy.
The poppy.
Is okay,
it?
Okay.
I'm learning stuff. I'm very
oh, God,
dumb.
You guys don't know these.
Oh,
she's
no.
Rachel's from Texas.
Yeah, I just moved
to LA like 5 days ago, so I have no idea.
Yeah.
Were you still in Canada before?
No,
or?
I've been living in Mexico City for 4.5 years.
Damn, okay.
Oh my goodness,
all right.
Gracious.
All right.
Yeah, because I've been working with AAA.
Sure, yeah.
I continue to work for AAA, but now my home base is here.
Wow.
Right, definitely. And yeah, I wanted to ask you between working so long for AAA, between working here, and between training with Lance Storm, right?
Yes.
So what are kind of some of the more notable differences between the kind of the three big
the levels of Taya?
Exactly. Yeah.
I think like when I left Lance's and stuff, I obviously was all American style, Canadian style, whatever you want to call it, North American style of wrestling, and very, you know, technically
if
sound.
If I could be serious for a moment.
If I could be serious for a moment, I do a mean half crab. Amazing. And super kick.
Yeah. My God.
Do you do like the rock stomps, like how he would rock back and forth when he'd kick someone in the head?
Those stomps are wild.
Maybe at the beginning, but right. I don't think anymore. But then, I mean, I went to Mexico where I was invited to train in Mexico. It was the original thing. I had a flight 6 weeks later that I obviously never got on. And I met El Hijo del Paraguayo on the second or third day in his office, and he basically told me that I was not going home. And me, scary. You know, the scene from, like, those kidnapping movies.
Right. Yeah.
Like, the little voice was like, what the fuck are you
You're
doing?
You're like, is this Brokedown Palace? What is going on right now?
Yeah, you know. I don't know. So I was like, and he's like, you're not leaving. And I was like, okay.
Yes, Daddy.
Whatever. And he was like... What are you talking about? Anyways, no, but he honestly, like, I was on TV as his valet right away. And then I was training with, like, three different coaches. So I was training with Silver King at night. I was training with El Apache in the morning and Sky Day in the afternoon.
Oh, shit.
And I did that until I got a full AAA contract, but didn't come actually for another 7 months after that. So I was doing indies and valeting for Perro for the first, you know, 7 or 8 months. And then after that, I was full on luchadora.
Ooh. That's phenomenal. Sky is one of my absolute favorite wrestlers.
Yeah,
I trained with him. That's incredible.
And, yeah, I've trained with all sorts of people. So, I mean, there was obviously such a progression and, like, different style. Like, this, my style changed, and I had to learn Spanish. I had to learn to go to the right instead of the left. I had a lot of obstacles in my way, especially, you know, people judging me for not being Mexican.
Sure.
And I mean, I still got that, even though I've proven myself, I feel, immensely.
Right, absolutely.
And I've embraced the culture of Lucha Libre. But I mean, I continued to fight for what I wanted, and then I became the first ever foreign women's champion. Now I'm the longest reigning women's champion in AAA, the Reina de Reinas champion.
Oh, shit.
And then I was invited to Lucha Underground in last December, November ish. Uh-huh. And the rest is history.
There you go.
History.
That's incredible. Yes.
And now you get 39 more episodes to see my progression.
So when you change your wrestling style, is that when you got the gear that you wear now? Because your gear is very unique and different, and it definitely fits your character, like the cutouts on the sides and the furry boots.
Okay, let's talk about my gear for a second, because I get shit on all the time about that.
I love your gear. Everything from the Tupac bandana and everything.
And it's faux fur. She checked.
I checked.
Okay, good.
Originally, all right.
Good.
So. Originally, when I started wrestling, Taya Valkyrie, a.k.a. Viking Gimmick, which is why, if you look at old photos of me, I had these brown fur boots on. I looked like Conan the Barbarian, but a woman. Like,
Barbarella.
It was just,
Barbarella.
Yeah. And I had this, like, horrible one-piece, like, gold and brown. I don't even know what was going on.
It's like Elegante's gear.
And this furry cape. Like, this furry thing. Anyways, and so if you guys didn't know, Paraguayo's father and his entire family have worn fur boots for 2-3 generations of wrestling. So when Perro met me, and I came out of the change room wearing that, he was like... He was like, we are meant to be. Like, it was just like this weird, I had no clue. I'm sorry, but in Canada, Lucha Libre, we didn't watch it unless you looked for it on the internet.
Okay.
So, I mean, and then I went back I'm like, why is this guy freaking out about the fact that I wear these goddamn free covers? Like, I was ready to change my outfit, like, goddamn Viking gear. Like, come on. Pardon me. And that's what ended up, like, it just ended up, like, literally transitioning from one thing to the other. And then I've just changed my gear over time, like, you know, no one wants to wear the same thing.
Sure.
I mean, Superman changes.
Yeah, exactly.
Catwoman has changed.
Sure.
The tie has changed, too. And then I was brought on. I was always supposed to be on Lucha Underground, even before I came on to be with Johnny, but they were always looking for a correct way to bring me on the show. I knew about the show when it first obviously started.
Yeah.
And I was always like, when am I going on the show? When am I? And it just kind of like, you know, they really pick the proper time to bring in their talent, which is awesome. At the time, I didn't get that. Now I do. You know, I was always supposed to be on the show. I did not replace anybody, just like a lot of people like to say. I was always on the show. But, and then obviously, like, when I started working with Johnny, they loved the way we looked together, and so we stayed that way. And now, obviously, in AAA, I just changed my gear again.
Okay.
So now I look like an evil queen bitch, and I love it.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
Oh, in fact, I think I saw a picture of you and was it Pentagon during your guys' entrance?
Yes!
And it was
before
very...
I kicked him in the balls.
Yes. Exactly. It was a very royal kind of.
Yes, I have like these sweet, like the talented people in Mexico that make wrestling gear. I'm like, oh my God, like you could just. They're just so creative. And so I came up with the ideas and stuff. And I have these Wereloca fur-trimmed kick pads that come up to here. Like, they're like a full one piece. And then I have a one-piece haltered outfit covered in Swarovski with huge jacket, like huge train. It's really crazy. It looks so awesome. You will not see that on season 3.
I was like, sounds like Johnny Mundo has rubbed off on you.
He has ear envy, let's be honest.
Our girls are going to love gluing those back on.
They're sewn on. They're hand sewn on for us. Yeah, it's beautiful. So I'm really excited.
Sexy stars are jealous.
Well, let her be jealous.
So how did your involvement with in the show come about? And your involvement with Famous B as well?
Well, first off, I speak Spanish.
Okay.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Nailed it. You nailed it.
Chili Relleno. Those are all my words.
Got it. It's a perfect fit.
El Gato.
Arriba.
Margarita.
Margarita.
Skinny. Margarita.
You can roll your... Oh, that's so cool. I wish I could roll my R's.
Oh, man. She says purr a lot, so she has to be able to.
Yeah, I purr, so it's like purr.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, so I actually was brought on season 1, but I was with Marty the Moth. That's who I used to be with.
Okay.
And am I not supposed to say something?
No, you're coughing.
Oh, okay. That's just a legit cough.
I'm fighting a cold.
Okay, so like he cracked his head open. And
sure, you know,
in Marty style.
You know the way you do that.
And so I was like, oh great, that where's my partner now? You know, so they had to kind of try me out with other people, and they were not like they just were like, oh I don't know, and who is she right for? Mm-hmm. And. Famous B was actually famous. He was doing a character called the Chihuahua. And all right. I have Chihuahuas.
Sure.
So I was like, oh, I'd love to bring my Chihuahuas and do something with you. And me and him became kind of friends. But then, you know, they basically didn't know what they were going to do. So I took a year off, like, because Marty was busted head. And they figured out a whole new character for Marty. And then I had an accident, I was in the hospital. Mm. And then, basically, like, when they figured out that me and Famous B would be perfect for each other, they brought us back together and tried it out, and he's, like, my favorite person in the universe.
So, basically, Taya and Brenda came into their own in season 2.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it was.
Right.
Ta-da! And then we found each other.
Oh.
It all comes full circle.
Yeah. Yes. Here we are.
Amazing. And now, of course, we are at the onset of season 3. Let's talk about this
episode.
We start off with Dario. As our producer, Mark Donica, as our fearless leader, Mark Donica, said, Dario getting prison swole.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
It's incredible.
Dario, you can do pull-ups.
The episode started, I instantly texted Rachel. I was like, Rachel, this episode's meant for you.
I love him so much. I have such a crush on him. And seeing him, well, to be fair, when I saw him doing the pull-ups, I thought it was a little boy. I thought he was a little kid. But then I saw, because they just showed his little head. And it was just like,
are you talking about Masquerita?
No, I'm talking.
Dario.
Oh,
she's talking about Dario.
Fair. No, that's fair.
But I saw a little human.
I saw him jump off the little pole, and I was like, that's my baby? That's my baby getting swole?
Wow. I just thought of Terminator 2 in the beginning when she's just like,
absolutely,
call back to
and
Terminator
he gets,
2.
He's getting the whole kind of Clockwork Orange treatment where they're giving him all his possessions back.
And who's giving him
who's
the
doing
possessions?
It? But Wayne Ferris himself.
I know. Giving him the possessions.
I gasped audibly, like you could hear it throughout the entire studio, because the goddamn honky tonk man is giving Dario Cueto his possessions.
He's cool, he's cocky, he's bad.
And
a giant key.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Uh-huh.
and a giant key. Yeah.
That was such a good line. That's already contender for one of my favorite lines of the show.
I love how you like gave him like the weird sud look after you like gave him all the stuff.
He
back,
sold like, that for me really well. I was like, I believe you. You don't trust this man. I believe you.
Absolutely.
I loved it.
Me too.
And like, we don't see any of this stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like, exactly. We don't see it. So like, for me to watch, I was like, we have to watch this show, and we're all watching it, and I'm like, oh my god, oh my god, what the. Like, I'm just as surprised as you guys are, just like all of us.
Yeah, my cat, I have a cat named Angelico, and he was pissed that she beat up.
She tweeted at me a photo of Angelico and his like little angry face.
I thought you were saying like the cat tweeted at you, and I was like, that's a smart cat.
No, he is really
on her,
smart.
On his behalf. Holly tweeted a photo of him being mad.
Yeah, I took the photo.
And he's like,
his eyes are, because he's albino, so his eyes are naturally red.
Just like Angelico.
Right. Oh my goodness gracious.
Wait, is Angelico albino?
No, but he's just really white.
Oh. Okay. Oh my god, I would love it, like an albino wrestler.
Of course.
Isn't Vampiro?
No, I don't think so.
He's a vampire. He just doesn't go in the sunlight and drinks blood.
Okay. Yeah. Right, it's that. It's that.
He drinks blood. That's why he's so white.
But but yeah, because we've been to a few of the tapings, and sometimes you get kind of bummed because it's like, oh, this and this and this might have gotten spoiled, but you're not seeing any of the stuff that's happening backstage.
You're like, what's going to happen to lead to that?
Which is so much of the appeal of Lucha
which is why, like, in the season 3 trailer, when they gave you, like, snippets of that and that, we're like...
And everyone's speculating on who was who and everything.
Why does Cobra Moon have this gnarly throne? Why is Drago breathing fire?
Literally breathing fire.
Why are they all chained up?
He's a dragon.
Yeah, of course.
What's wrong with Kuma's neck?
Right?
Is he okay?
Backstage is where we saw Siniestro de la Muerte literally rip people's hearts out of their chests. Yeah. So there's no
missed opportunity with that guy.
Exactly.
And I literally looked like the best, most, you know, the strongest street thug in television history scene.
Absolutely.
When we smashed Angelico's flag.
So we go from the prison to the limo. The ever-present limo that we saw in season 2.
The claw.
Of course we see Lorenzo Lamas as the councilman, as always. It. But then we see a little more of that the Lord character that we speculated so much about in season 2.
It really reminded me of Gauntlet. Like Dr. Claw from Inspector Hitch.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
I was like, it's totally Dr. Claw. Yeah.
I love
it. What did he say? Because he said something in Spanish.
He said, if you waste my time again... Mm-hmm. I can't remember the rest of it.
I think he said, don't waste my time again.
Yeah. Like, it was just a threat.
I think that was the end of it.
There was more to that threat.
Really?
There was more to that threat.
I was looking at his bedazzled claw.
I think it was something along the lines of, or I'll kill you.
Oh. That's, give or take.
God, is that you?
I'm like, Jesus?
The Lord helps us on the show from time to time.
Yeah. Goddamn right I do.
Loves Lucha.
Love it. Jesus loves Lucha.
But, and then we're back in the temple for the first time in season 3. Vampiro clarifies he's nobody's master. He's only cut out for one job, right beside Matt Stryker.
Mm-hmm. So emotional this episode. He was so emotional.
There's
this
a
episode.
Lot.
He was on his period.
I can tell.
We're not supposed to talk about that. I'm not on mine, by the way. I hope everyone just knows that. I'm
okay.
Not.
For the record,
Mark, will you make a note?
I get it still, but I'm not.
Holly is not on her period.
The note has been made.
Thank you, Mark.
Put it in the Pepsi.
I know, we keep bringing it up.
Note the time code.
But we should have never brought it up in the first place because now it's just like a butt of all shit.
It was my fault.
It's Chekhov's period.
I can't help it.
If it's mentioned in the first act, it must occur in the third.
If somebody tells me not to say something, I will say it in the first 15 seconds of being on air. I can't help it.
Anyways, Vampiro.
Vampiro. Yeah. Very emotional.
Clarifies,
very
emotional man. He's strictly an announcer this season. He's nobody's master. He's nobody's mentor.
Except for Poom. Okay, sorry.
Don't you dare.
I'm sorry.
Don't go there yet.
Some friendly advice. Oh, but we go back to El Jefe himself, Dario Cueto, who reveals, oh man, Dario's Dial of Doom.
I thought of this all myself.
Love it.
I came up with this all myself.
Myself. There's never been wheel-related stipulations in wrestling before.
I love how much he hammed up the, spin it. Like, I was like,
spin it, because I'm like the Vienna.
Exactly.
I know.
Exactly.
And you would do like the little like crouchy like
missed opportunity.
Yes.
Somebody write a letter.
I know.
Get Dario on that red phone.
I'm like, I'm supposed to be spinning that wheel.
Exactly.
Because like, everybody else has issues with him.
Sure.
So that should be mine.
I'm just scared. I don't want you to get murdered. I don't want to see it.
So tonight's... tonight's so the concept of Dario's Dial of Doom is that whoever the wheel lands on, whoever the wheel determines, will get a shot at his brother, the monster Matanza Cueto, for the Lucha Underground Championship.
I want to kill that guy.
Matanza? You want to kill Matanza?
He's super annoying to me.
I don't think you can.
The giant one?
Ugh, he just stands there like, hello. Like, he's like a weird cabbage patch with a mask on. Like,
he's
ugh.
Probably like Sluff or something, you know?
Like from the Goonies?
Yeah.
I think he's
well, that's really sweet.
You just don't know. Like, he could be cool.
Well,
he
years of be. Abuse. Years of
being emotionally and physically tortured. Abused by Dario.
I mean, he murdered his mother.
I'll trade him.
That'll do that to you.
I'll trade places head. With him. I'll be in that cage.
He did. We did see him eat a head.
For the record, I'm not scared of him.
In season one. Are you not?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm not either.
No, I think we should do a three-way.
Yeah!
Taya, Brenda, and Matanza.
There you go. Let's put the title on the line.
Just, you know, we want to teach him he's a good person.
We want to give him a better image. Yeah. Maybe some fur boots and a blonde wig.
Brenda's name. We need to put Brenda's name on the Dial of Doom so she can get a title shot.
Yep. Yeah.
I'll crawl him in like a little kitty. Scratch
him out.
What was the cat guy?
Oh, Bengala? Bengala.
Yeah.
I love Bengala. I have a kitty named after Bengala at my house for adoption.
Do you how many wrestler named cats do you
There was a tie.
There was a tie. She got adopted first.
Oh wow. There you go.
Very
she
lovable.
Got adopted. She lives in North Hollywood.
Awesome.
And then I have Bengala, who has 7 toes, but he has a parasite, so he's been just in a cage.
7 toes total?
Yeah, no.
Not one paw.
Oh, I was like, that's terrible.
Either way.
No, on the paws. He's got lots of toes.
Oh,
wow.
It's very interesting.
That is interesting.
His parasite will be over in a week.
Oh, good.
But, you know, and then I have Tejano. He has 6 toes.
Awesome.
And then Cobra Moon was adopted yesterday to this, like, gorgeous house by, like, the lady from NBC. She does, like, all the songs and, like, for NBC music.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah, and then I had Prince Puma. Uh-huh. He lives in San Bernardino now. Aww. Like, I just adopt all the wrestler kitties that I... yeah, because I get them from the temple. I trap at the temple.
You're a trap queen.
I'm literally a trapper. I'm a CNR. Like, I basically trap them and spay them. And then I take in the kittens and I get them adopted. So they're all so in the temple because they're ruining their shots. Like, during the vignettes, they ruin shots because they're like...
So everyone benefits. The cats benefit. Yes, the people that adopt benefit. The show benefits.
It's mutual benefit.
Yeah. Exactly. And Lucha's given me a very nice donation of food a couple weeks ago.
Nice.
It was so nice of them.
As if you needed another reason to love Lucha.
Yeah. Like, they're
animal
tough,
friendly.
But they're sweet to the cats.
Yeah. I can't wait to see the Lucha logo with, like, a cat face.
Right, yes. Exactly.
And all the money for the sale of this t-shirt goes to the Cat Club.
Yeah. My nonprofit's called the Cat Club. Thecatclub.org.
Awesome. Aww. Awesome.
Yeah.
Cat Club with Caesar K's.
I'm sorry.
Is that the Cat Club with Caesar K's?
It's
spelled with a C.
Hold on, my spelling's bad.
It's with a C.
Right. It's the round one.
Cat Club.
Years of being around wrestling has conditioned me to think that all words are spelled with K's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cat Club. You know, like regular spelling.
Like a cat.
Like a regular cat in a regular
Although
club.
Although Cobra Moon's name was spelled with a K.
See, there
so
you
I,
go.
I get what you're saying.
There you go.
You never know.
So, the Dial of Doom is going to determine our opening match for tonight. The Lucha Underground Championship match. It lands on Son of Havoc. And that match starts right now.
Beefy Son of Havoc.
Yeah, he's
so good.
Like those abs.
He's got beefy.
I love the way the chemistry between these two.
Amazing.
You know, it's I love when big ass hosses like Matanza are in there with guys that can do things that are physically impossible.
Yeah.
Like Son of Havoc.
Yeah.
We finally saw, I don't know if we've seen him do it in the show before, but we finally saw
his
that
elbow.
Horizontal hanging elbow.
Yes, which I tweeted
classic.
About.
It was incredible. I've been waiting this whole show to see that.
I was wondering how he'd work it in. I was just like, how is he going to make, like, oh yeah, I'm going to come out here and do
I
this.
I accidentally told my boss to shut up during that. I was so impressed. I was like, shut up. When he was hanging sideways, and they were like, oh. Okay. Okay.
They're
okay.
Like, Rachel, you can't say that.
No, but I did.
But you did.
And I'm fine.
I loved when he jumps off to hit the crossbody and Matanza just stands there and he just bounces
off.
Oh, sure.
I was just like, oh, man.
Absolutely.
And then he does, a cartwheel off the top rope.
Right, yeah. Right.
Insane.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, just absolutely incredible. We eventually see, an awesome spot. Son of Havoc goes for Tornado DDT,
yeah.
Locks in the guillotine choke. Eventually, with some back and forth, we see a pop-up Wrath of the Gods, which is one of my favorite moments.
There was one point where he does, a moonsault, a splash, and a double stomp.
That was my favorite.
You can ask Mark. My reactions got progressively louder. Each gasp got progressively louder.
Yeah. And we've seen all these matches, and I'm still doing that.
Yeah, exactly. It's incredible. Right? It's I didn't know a human body could do that.
Mm. Or Matanza's, double moonsault. How is that possible? Yeah. You're a giant man monster thing, and,
I know.
The moonsault, the shooting star press.
I don't know.
Moonsault was, it looked like he would.
Described it as poetry.
It was poetry. I was texting Tyler and I was like, yeah, this is poetry in motion. he just stood there and then all of a sudden was in the air.
It's like he wills himself. He doesn't even jump. He just wills himself to do it.
Yeah. I will moonsault.
It's like a glitch. It's a glitch in the Matrix.
Yeah.
He had this look on his face. It reminded me of Lenny and Mice and Men when he's just carrying massive amounts of bags and the dudes are I can't even lift these.
Right.
He's just huh? Okay.
Exactly.
It worked? Okay. Oh, it worked. Okay.
Let me see.
But yeah, it's absolutely amazing. So I wanted to ask you guys, what are some of your guys' favorite matches, either last season or just over the course of the show in general?
Oh, God.
I don't think I could... My favorite match is in this season, so I can't say.
Okay.
My personal favorite match for myself, since I love talking about myself,
of course,
is in season 3, which you guys will get to see, and I can't talk about... Damn it.
I know.
But okay, so
this season really good.
I am a huge... Phoenix and Pentagon fans since we've literally anyways
oh girl
since Phoenix and Pentagon and I basically all grew up I like to say in AAA together we all before Pentagon was even Pentagon
right
so for me I love watching them working with them in the Six to Survive last season was awesome. I loved watching Ray and Puma
right sure definitely
and there is some stuff in season 3 that is going to blow your mind.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm talking the entire roster. It does not stop. You are going to be throwing things at the TV.
I get real violent.
Poetry in motion.
I get real violent.
It is in the point. I remember just being backstage and be like, "What the fuck is going on here?
Sure.
This is absolutely incredibly insane and pushing the limits and making these matches that I've never seen anything like it. And the creativity that every single person on that roster has." Everyone comes from a different place. Everyone has a different path that led them to that point.
Mm.
I like to refer to us kind of as the misfits because we've all have different stories about being rejected or this happening or going to these different countries and learning from different people. No one really has that straight up for example, for girls, I was a model and I became a wrestler. No, we all have we all, you know what I mean? We all have different paths that led us to this point and stories and sad moments and great moments. And I think that all of that really creates the magic that happens in that ring. And this season is
it does for sure. And yeah, you mentioned, Lucha Underground kind of being the misfits and being sort of, it's, I feel like it's so popular because it presents things so differently. And so I wanted to talk about you working with Cage, with Brian Cage.
Oh, man.
And just it's obviously women's wrestling has experienced so many things over the last, year or so. But I think so much of that is attributed to, or should be attributed anyway, to Lucha Underground presenting intergender wrestling as completely normal. We can see Taya versus Cage, or we can see Eva Lys versus Mil Muertes, and everyone buys it. No one has a problem with
that. Yeah, and I get asked that a lot. Actually, yesterday I did a questionnaire, and they were asking about it. And I was like, intergender wrestling... Lucha Underground is representing Lucha Libre from Mexico. Intergender matches in Mexico have been going on since the beginning of time. I've literally in the last 4.5 years probably wrestled 1,000 or more intergender matches with men, women, minis, exoticos, whatever you want to throw in front of me. I've done it.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's it wasn't a weird thing when they said, "Yo, Taya," when Johnny was injured and said, "Yo, Taya, you're going to do, you know. You're gonna do this thing," and I was like, "What? But like, to my surprise, but honestly, it wasn't really that surprising because I was like, okay, you know, I knew what I was getting myself into. Obviously, Chip Cage, I mean, Cage is an amazing talent.
Sure, he's a machine.
He's a machine.
I can't say anything. Like a machine. I see right. him in the break room. Right. Like,
I bet.
Outside of like, you know, yeah. Taya and Cage, Kira and Brian get along, and I really like look up to him, and he's like such a good and talented person, and like he has so many ideas when you do matches with him that I'm just like, what? Like, what? And then I'm going to suplex you through these tables.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to suplex you from inside the ring.
I'm also going to stand on the first. Tables. I didn't really get it at first, and I was like, what?
How?
And then all the guys are like, just put your feet down when he suplexes you through the table. Just put your feet down. Okay. Right. Whatever.
Sure.
But anyway, it was just so cool, and I'm really happy. And like, I mean, I think that I've kind of broken a lot of stereotypes for what I did going to Mexico and being from where I am from and everything. And had to, like, you know, jump over so many obstacles and prejudice and different horrible situations just to come out on top and be able to really represent the strength that women have in this sport and, you know, represent what I did learn in Mexico on an international level and for the rest of the world to see and for people to, you know, now respect that women, you know what, we're taking over. Sorry, guys.
Hell yeah.
But I really think, and it really bothers me that a lot of women sometimes get offended by the fact that I wrestle guys. And I'm like, listen, really? Bitch. Like,
no, they shouldn't.
They shouldn't. They shouldn't. We're,
oh,
we
do
should
you hate
all...
equality? Oh.
They have a problem with it. And I find that so difficult and so weird. I'm sorry if that's wrong of me to say. But, you know, we should all be supporting each other. I think all athletes should support each other. And I think all the women should support each other. You know, grown ass women, we bind together and help each other. We don't, you know.
I'm not grown ass. I'm a baby still.
Yeah, but you're
I'm five.
You're Holly Gowie. I can't even like.
That's alarming.
But you know what I'm trying to say.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah. You know, like you I'm very proud to be part of what Lucha Underground is doing for women's wrestling and for women in sport. As a whole,
definitely,
so.
Absolutely, so yeah. That match was one of my favorite matches to this point, for sure. So next up, we go to Dario's office, where Taya and the rest of Worldwide Underground are kind of making some demands.
Yep.
I also love the new role of PJ Black,
just
oh god, I forgot that he did that, and me and Johnny were watching it, and we were laughing. As is on. I'm sorry. I'm just like down in cough drops because I'm like dying over here.
Please.
So good.
I have a lollipop on the ground. Okay. You're fine.
Did Joey Ryan give you the lollipop? Then I would be worried.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
Because that lollipop's been placed.
I am sure. I'm sure it has like little curly hairs
yes.
in it.
Keeping it subtle.
Yeah.
So,
are you confused? I'm talking about pubic hair.
No, I got it.
Cool.
I love, like, they should have had, like, the...
Around
the flashback. That would have been amazing.
It is, basically. It's all just a big, like, Wayne's World / Bill and Ted.
Oh, that's so great. That's the only thing missing from all of that.
The air guitar.
Like,
yeah, when I first saw that, I thought it was very interesting.
I'm the only one that doesn't air guitar, if you notice. I'm always just like...
Oh, that's true.
Wait, this is like a ukulele. What am I doing?
Am I playing
that might be like
hair?
A that's like
a cello.
Guitar.
Are you playing a cello?
That's like a mandolin.
Do you have a guitar?
You're like playing like an air mandolin. Like Kenneth Babyface Edmonds. Yeah.
What a pull.
So Johnny Mundo, he wants a shot at Matanza's Lucha Underground Championship, and Dario is not having it. El Jefe
still not getting a shot
is not one to
that's
be demanded.
A good story.
We get a flashback. I love that we get flashbacks in Lucha Underground. We get a flashback to the night of Ultima Lucha Dos. You mentioned what you guys did to Angelico. He is one
that
leg
string bean.
One good leg short after having a run in with a car door.
I love how Mundo doesn't have a shirt, but he has
the scarf.
Yeah,
listen,
absolutely.
That is so that the
spray tan can dry evenly. You know, you never know where he's coming from.
That's so
absolutely,
smart.
He's coming from Slamtown.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
where he's. It's
it
right
rains
next, it's
spray tan in Slamtown.
It's right next to Parts Unknown,
adjacent.
But it's just much. Yeah, exactly.
Slamtown adjacent.
It's Slamtown adjacent. Right down the 405, Slam Tana Jace.
Love it.
Super hot property.
But Dario clarifies that, you know what? The only person in all of Worldwide Underground that even won at Ultima Lucha is Taya. So you know what? She's going to get a championship opportunity. She's going to get a shot at Sexy Stars.
It's that Rugrat.
Gift of the Gods title, which, as we learn, has never been successfully defended up to this point.
Mm-hmm. We did learn
so
that.
So it's looking...
I thought that was some foreshadowing.
Right? It was looking pretty good. For Taya at this point.
Until someone.
Well, you know what? We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Zombies.
We'll get to that. But let's, speaking of Ultima Lucha, let's talk about Ultima Lucha Trace for a second.
Because
let's just start announcing matches.
We've already got a match set for Ultima Lucha Trace.
I know.
We've got Ivelisse. We've got the baddest bitch in the building in the ring.
Listen, I took that title away from her, if you would remember.
That is true. She's the unofficial... You're the official.
Yes.
I want to clarify that. She's giving me fresh dye job with... Ivelisse was giving me very fresh hair.
very fresh, super red. But she's the self-proclaimed baddest bitch.
Uh-huh.
We know who the real one is.
Thank you.
But she is a little bit chagrined, a little bit miffed.
What's that mean?
She is...
mad.
It's basically a fake word.
Smile. How dare you? Chagrined.
It's the opposite of that, actually.
She's angry.
Take that grin, turn it upside down. That's chagrin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Discouraged. Discouraged.
Ty's a grandpa. Super chagrined.
So she's upset that Katrina has cost her both Ultima Lucha matches at the end of both seasons.
Oops.
So she's going to deal with this. She's going to get her first Ultima Lucha win. She's going to deal with this. She's going to kill two birds with one stone. She challenges Katrina for a match at Ultima Lucha Trace in, as we said, 39 weeks.
Yeah.
Build up.
So...
What if we never see either of them the rest of the season?
Yeah,
right, exactly. But of course, Katrina, being who she be, doing what she do, she teleports right in and has some words.
Yeah.
Those words being, bring it on, bitch.
And then she shows a rock.
And then the rock.
She has some words, she has some rocks.
She has some rocks. She gets those rocks off. And then just vanishes right back out. Just the way she came. Just out the...
rock. What is it, like kryptonite?
Kind of.
It's earthquake
rubble.
It's rubble
from
litter box. That's
what
the rock.
That's what it is.
It's super special.
BTS secrets, y'all.
Oh, man.
That's an AfterBuzz exclusive.
What do you think they're gonna do? How do you think they're gonna? I don't feel like it's gonna be a straightforward. Like, I think there's gonna be a lot of deviation in their storylines.
Sure.
Up until Ultimate.
And I think that would make sense. I think if we're already getting where this story ends, if we're getting a match announced for Ultima Lucha Trace, it makes sense that they might take some detours along the way.
Yeah.
As long as we get like an Ultimate Warrior in the Mirror promo.
Oh,
where, like,
man.
Ivelisse is like putting on makeup and she looks up and Katrina's in the mirror. And then she
disappears. She's magical.
You never know
where she's going to be.
Or like,
who is the baddest bitch of them all?
Yeah. Dude, it's already.
And
good.
Katrina's
They're
like, I am.
Writing an episode right now. It's amazing.
It's classic. Wow. There you go.
She finds that portrait and she's just like, huh. And then like the eyes follow her. Like,
yeah.
Right? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Like the portraits in Harry Potter. You know, who was it? Like,
exactly.
Magical.
Exactly.
Portraits.
See, that's how it's. If Katrina ever meets her demise on Lucha Underground, it should be like a Dorian Gray type of situation.
Yeah,
shows her the portrait,
stuck in a picture.
Ages into a skeleton,
or she just turns into salt.
Right.
I like that.
She's like, cool.
So, guys, we're just fantasy booking the whole season. It's all right. We're fine.
I love
it. No need to watch. No, kidding.
Next up, we've got, for the Gift of the Gods Championship, the lovely and talented Taya taking on the reigning and defending champion, Sexy Star.
No one cares. Okay.
Now, tell me about this match. Tell me about working with Sexy Star.
How hard does she hit? It looks like she hits pretty hard.
Well, she's very bony.
Are we in kayfabe or are we not?
Okay. No. We're not. To be fair. We've had Carly in studio. Not Katrina.
I've worked with Sexy lots. Mm-hmm. I can call her Dulce now, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've worked with Dulce lots in Mexico as partners.
Mm.
Okay.
So Lucha Underground, because she was a heel in AAA. She was never a face with me. So Lucha Underground was the first time that we actually got to face each other. I think other than maybe like one sort of exhibition show or something along in my time there.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Doesn't Duel say mean caramel in Spanish?
Candy. Mm. Sweet.
Oh, candy.
Sweet candy.
Okay, I knew something.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Yeah.
See,
no,
you
working
speak
with
Spanish.
I do, see?
Working with Sexy is honestly, like, super fun. And, you know, One sad fun fact about that show, and I will give Sexy so much credit. When that show was filmed, my sister had passed away like 2 days before. So that day, I was having literally like the worst sort of like trying to pull it together stuff. And I will give Sexy, Star, Dulce, and the entire staff of Lucha Underground a huge credit and thank you, because if it wasn't for them, I was just like, and there were moments in that match when I watched it last night where I really felt like I was watching Kira. I wasn't watching Taya just because I knew. I mean, like, you guys probably didn't even notice. But
sure, no. Now we're going to go back and
watch it.
Just facial expressions, like little things that I did that were a little bit different. But no, like working with Sexy, I've been working with her for over 4 years now. Mm. I have total respect for her. We both, you know, grew up a lot. In the last few years, especially with Lucha Underground and the transitions in our careers and our personal lives, and nothing but respect for her. And she really helped me out that day. So it was great.
That's great to hear.
Yeah, her and I just have entire conversations in sign language.
Whoa. Do you?
Can I borrow?
And Sexy goes like this.
You're curling.
Yeah. And then Sexy comes to me and goes, you. Can you say la what? Like, she has no idea. It's just
and I'll talk to her. Like, I think she's understanding, but she's just like this, and I'm still talking, and she has no idea what I mean.
Very polite.
So this is, like, our relationship. But I truly love her.
Yeah.
But it's very, like, an alien kind of relationship.
Cool.
Like, yeah.
You know. You know what I mean? Like when you're on another planet and you meet someone and you don't speak the same language.
Sure.
Like an alien.
Yeah. Every time I'm on a different planet, I'm like, how am I supposed to communicate? Like,
Holly is
communicating is hard.
Why can't we get these signs in English, guys?
I get it now.
This art galaxy.
I get it now.
Everyone needs to speak.
I loved your face off in this match, mm-hmm. and then after the slap, you just gave this look as you like wiped your lip. That was just like
because
oh,
that wasn't
damn.
Supposed to happen. No, it was very unexpected, and it was. I was just literally, like I said, I was in such a like weird spot that day, like on a personal level. Like I was frustrated and pissed off and sad. I mean, everyone who's ever gone through loss understands, but you know, you still have to work sometimes and. Oh, I don't want to get emotional right now. So it was an interesting match because I was just like so fired up just because I was like, I need to wrestle, you know, like I need to do this. I need to pull it together. This is what Bria would want. Like, blah, she would not want me to be like crying upstairs. Sure. I'll do that after, you know? and so when she slapped me, it was just like one of those, I think it almost woke me up because I was kind of just like in my little, you know, going through the motions almost. Mm. And it was like, oh, shit, okay, bam. And I was like, and then it just kind of like, that kind of really set off the fire that kept us.
Do you think that's why she did it? Do you think she could sense it? Or do you think it was just an impromptu thing that
That's just like what we do. We just slap the shit out of each other sometimes.
Well,
that's
just the girlfriends. Thing. Just what girlfriends do.
We've talked about this before. In wrestling, your closest friends, those are the ones you hit
hardest.
Oh,
hard, yeah. Like, there's so much confidence. Like, wrestling is a sport where you need the other person. I can't wrestle by myself.
Right.
So there needs to be, like, that camaraderie and, you know, friendship and trust. Like, I can't do things without her. She can't do things without me. So they have, like, this level. And she knew what I was going through, obviously, that whole entire day. She knew the day it happened. You know what I mean? So I think, you know, that she was being very, you know, respectful and stuff. But when she's like, let's go, bitch. Bam. Like, let's go. Here we go. And we did it. So, I mean, that was, like, you know.
Well, it was a fantastic match.
Thank you
very
much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How do you feel about her taking her mask off? Because she doesn't wrestle with the mask now, right?
Well, she hasn't been wrestling. She's training. Her husband is a professional boxer.
Cool.
Johnny Gonzalez. And she is going to train for her first boxing match. She unmasked herself, which in Mexico is really crazy. Because the Mexican culture with the mask is like there's so much respect and story and history between them, behind them. People, you know, hand them down through their families and all sorts of stuff. So when she did it, it really caught the Lucha Libre world by surprise.
Yeah, definitely.
But this is something I know that Dulce has wanted to do for a long time. And I think that, you know, when you really want something, you have to go after it. And I don't think anybody else would have the balls to do it. And she did it. And she's going to do it. She's going to do fine. We'll see what happens when I can't wait to be there.
Yeah definitely.
Yeah, she's going to let us know. I have no idea when she's fighting, but it should be very interesting, and I'm excited. And I know she's working really, really hard to get ready for it. So. Wow.
That's crazy. That's exciting to hear.
But she's keeping her mask on for Lucha, though, right?
I would think so.
Right.
The character.
Right, right.
The character. For the character, yeah. Okay. But right now in Mexico, she's not wrestling. From what I understand, she is just preparing for her professional boxing match. Her husband is her trainer, and she's been training her little butt off, so... Yeah.
Does that make her like the first female dual sport, like Bobby Lashley, Brock Lesnar kind of thing?
Oh,
like,
might be.
Do you mean CM Punk?
Which, by the way, I'm going to be in Cleveland for that.
Are you?
Oh,
did
man.
Did you see his weigh-in?
No.
He's so scrawny. He looks.
Does he look really skinny?
He looks like a homeless man. I'm not wrong. I'm not wrong.
So bad on homeless people. It. That's where I was in the beginning of this
hey,
whole
no,
thing.
No, no, no. That's true. There's no shade, no tea here. I'm just saying he does look like he should be carrying like a stick with
a vagabond.
A bindle?
Yeah.
A bindle.
That's definitely shade.
Yeah. But I'm very excited.
I can't say that I'm not into
that's shade
it.
For sure.
I can't say that I'm not into it.
Me, it will be me, Johnny Mundo, and Son of Havoc at UFC 203.
Awesome.
That's
awesome.
Saturday.
Amazing.
So we will be having a good time now, watching that live.
We've talked about communicating or cat-municating.
Yeah, cat-municating.
Yeah.
Do you speak, are you fluent in Spanish?
No, I speak fluent Spanish. I speak this really crazy white girl Mexico City Spanish.
Okay.
With all the slang and swear words.
Awesome, of course. You can't not have those.
Yeah. Te puedo hablar muchas groserías en español si quieres.
See, there you go. Ooh, now, did you, when you first started training with AAA, how much Spanish
did you
speak?
I spoke nothing.
So tell me about that language barrier, because I know wrestling, obviously, there's a lot of body language. There's a lot of kind
talking
of...
talking and communication involved, right?
Acting things out.
Yeah, I do not know. Sometimes I think back on it, and I'm like, how did I even, like, fucking do that? That's
right.
Crazy.
Right.
I didn't speak a word of Spanish. I didn't understand that, like, I didn't know the style, because it's completely different. As many people say that they're doing lucha in the States now, because it's become a trendy thing.
And you're doing lots of arm drags and...
It doesn't... It's not it. It's totally different. And so... Go to Mexico and learn the real thing, because that is something else. I really don't know how I did it. I slowly but surely learned over just speaking. I'm such a talkative and outgoing person, and I would get fucking pissed when people would talk shit about me. And I'm like, bitch, I know you're saying shit about me. And I couldn't defend myself. And part of the culture there can be very aggressive.
Sure.
And so I had to be, I had to be on my game. So I learned, and I learned fast, because I was not having any of it. And I speak French at home, too, with my family, because we're from Switzerland.
Oh,
so
okay.
That really helped me transition into speaking Spanish, for sure, 120%. So, I mean, I was, within 6 to 8 months, I was, I was speaking pretty good.
Wow. No way.
Wow. Yeah.
How did you learn? Like were you just like,
I just listened.
Straight from talking to
I
people?
I was survival. It's, how are you supposed to, order stuff for the store or pay for things or ask for directions? You can't. And let alone be in a match while I'm trying to learn money, trying to, work to get a job, to get a full-time job, and I can't speak the language. How am I going to do interviews? How am I going to sell myself as a performer? It just doesn't work. So I had to do it, and I did it. So. Wow.
There you go.
That's dope.
Well, it was a long way around. Let's get to the end of this match.
Sorry.
Oh, no. It's incredible.
I was so engaged. I was like, I forgot where I was.
Absolutely.
I was just like, oh.
Exactly. Yeah. We're still talking the season 3 premiere.
Season 3.
If you're just joining us. So, yeah, the Worldwide Underground comes out. Of course, some miscommunications are bound to happen. We end up seeing the double knees delivered accidentally to the face of Johnny Mundo.
His poor, cute face.
I know.
Sexy star capitalizes with an instant. Side cradle to be the first person ever to retain the Gift of the Gods championship.
I mean, good for her.
Do you want to be friends after this? Or?
No. She sucks and I hated it.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah. Of course, we get a 4-on-1 beatdown from Worldwide Underground. That brings out the new trio's champions, Phoenix, Drago, and Aerostar.
The smiley, animals from outer space. I don't know what else you want to call them.
What does he call them? Like Fire, Space, and Fury or something like
that? It was one of those.
Yeah,
I like the...
We're just the best of friends.
The super...
That anybody could be.
They're the super friends.
We're the very best friends.
Yeah.
Exactly. Next up, we go back to Dario's office. One of my favorite places to go back to. He's on the phone. He's talking about how he met a lot of really cool guys.
Yeah.
He met a lot of really cool guys on the inside.
That's so sweet.
Which is awesome. I hope
we get flashback vignettes of those.
In my heart of hearts, I literally just want him to be like being sincere and genuine, and he just made a lot of really lasting, meaningful friendships.
Yeah. Like he was going through a lot at the time. Like he didn't know why he was there. He felt really uncertain about
his
place in the world.
He opened up
his
soul.
Sure.
And he found somebody who would really listen to him.
he got off like Coke and he's got a sponsor now.
Yeah.
Like he like gave his commissary to somebody else, you know, and they became friends.
Exactly.
I'm off murder now.
I'm off murder.
I decided that that's in my past.
Yeah. I quit murder cold turkey.
I mean, the way that he did deliver that. That you need to count faster in the first match. That was sincere. That was the most sincere I've ever seen him.
I love him.
Just I know
that was. Yeah. I know that was Luis talking to Rick Knox. That
I know. He looked at him and went, "You need to count faster."
I loved it.
So we're
so glad Luch is back. Can I just say
we're in Dario's office.
Next week
we get Marty the Moth showing
still
up.
Still creepy. Still dandy style.
I think he's been getting creepy. Gradually creepier.
Oh, for sure.
And at a very fast pace.
Episode by episode. It's very.
He's like Pac-Man. He's just eating creepy.
Exactly. I think it's because he cracked his head open.
It's because of season one.
Yeah. Well, right. I was on him.
Full circle.
So it all comes full circle. Time's a flat circle.
Yeah.
But I love it. You mentioned when we were talking earlier that inside knock.
Oh, was it was so good. I hope that wasn't written and he just decided to do that.
Oh, I agree.
Where he closed the door and then knocked.
I actually think he did that.
That was brilliant.
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
Marty, yeah.
But we learn a little bit.
He's got his character down.
We learn a little bit more about the Martinez family. They were very generous to Dario while he was on the inside.
Yeah.
But that's the last
rich
we need.
Family.
That's the last, exactly. Well, we've seen in some of Marty's vignettes that he is very well off. Yeah. Like he's very.
He's dandy.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
He's dandy.
It's
he's
like.
Rich?
He's dandy he's, from Freak Show.
That's what
oh,
we've been
so
saying.
True. Wait, like he's rich, like a trust fund child?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a spoiled little
boy. Do you watch the show?
I do.
When he first watched yesterday twice. When he first kidnapped, when he first abducted Sexy Star, we got a little bit of the inside of the Martinez household, and it was very well furnished.
I thought he couldn't afford pants. I love Freak Show. The first time
Jimbo said that, it blew my mind because that's exactly what
it really is.
Even he tweeted, Dandy, good call.
And I was just like, oh man, like you get it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, not only are you listening to our show, but you're
great. He's psychotic. He's creepy. He's entitled. He's spoiled. He's used to getting everything he wants, even if that means literally owning another human soul.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
And no pants.
You don't need pants when you got all that cash warm in your pockets.
But if you don't have pants, you don't have pockets.
Just let it be.
Marty wants to conquer the temple. He wants to conquer the temple in season 3, but Dario knows that Killshot is not quite done with him because he has those dog tags still around his neck.
Then he tried to eat the dog tags.
Fair.
Which is, like you do.
Why not?
That's fine.
Why are your gold medal cat tags? They should be called cat tags.
I feel like they're being prejudiced.
Super prejudiced. For sure.
Exactly.
For sure.
So Dario.
Prejudice. Oh, I tried. It was a stretch, but I tried.
So Dario, to settle this matter, he finally makes what's called a weapons of mass destruction match.
Amazing.
Now, what do we think?
I think it's going to be his dial with different weapons, and he's just going to spin it and be like, you get a casket.
You get a tank. You get a basket.
Yeah.
And Holly wheels it out. Yeah.
Just full of kittens.
I know it's a chainsaw, but look, cats.
It's a chainsaw. Yeah. When you pull it, it's like purr, purr. I loved how after he made this match and Marty like bites the dog tags all creepy, Dario's face is like, shit, what did I do?
He's
laughing with him, and then all of a sudden
Marty's creepy enough to put Dario on edge.
Yeah.
And this is a guy that's ordered a guy's head to be eaten in this show before.
He's like, you see this statue? I murdered my mother with it. I keep it on my desk.
I also read it like bulls.
Love it.
Yeah. Spooky.
Too spooky for me.
I will eat your soul too.
It's amazing. So we've got that to look forward to. Weapons of Mass Destruction match. Let's talk about our main event. What Dario made at the top of the show. Rey Mysterio Jr. taking on Pentagon Dark. a little bit of a dream match scenario. Because
he now has zero huevos.
Because
I know what that means. That means eggs.
Also means balls. After I kicked him in the balls, a triple man.
Exactly.
And sorry. Eggs and balls are the same, right?
Yeah,
sure.
It's like slang.
You know what? Kind of in like a biological way. Yeah, that's true.
Eggs and you balls.
The balls and the
eggs and, yeah. And eggs and balls.
Huevos.
Bye.
It's Jay. You're gonna make the little.
Well, the eggs live inside the whale.
Oh Jesus!
Yeah, they do. They do.
If you're a scientist like me.
Yeah. Well,
you know
I didn't
those
go to
things.
School for it like you did, so I don't. Well, I don't know.
So let's talk about this match.
Let's talk about how crazy in shape Ray is.
Oh my God!
And his gear.
Yeah.
I was like, Ray is jacked,
dude,
and he's got a singlet. Like,
dude's jacked
going
to shit.
On?
He's wearing the original, the OG Rey Mysterio
so
mask.
Beautiful.
And did you notice that, like, when he took Ray. That mask off, like his mask was like a modern version of that one.
Yeah,
like he had
clearly.
Like, yeah,
absolutely.
That's dad,
the same.
Right?
Yeah,
yeah,
yes. The same,
exactly.
The same green and
she
like
watched.
A mohawk and everything.
I watched. Right. Hey,
or
knows.
Maybe his uncle. It might have been his uncle. It might have been his.
It was his uncle.
It was his uncle. It was his uncle. But it's the family. It's the family lineage is still there.
Family mask.
It, exactly.
Yeah. It's family matters.
Family mask.
As they say in Mexico, una dinastía.
There you
from
go.
From a dynasty.
Exactly.
In a way, we're all wearing a family mask.
You're
yeah,
right.
Go we on. Look like our moms.
That's true. I look just
not
like
our dads though.
No.
Just
yeah,
them.
Not our dads.
So
there's
like,
there.
One of my absolute favorite. Let's talk about this top rope Rana from
yeah.
The absolute. It's the Jericho spike for ECW fans from the very, very tip top rope.
Crazy,
absolutely amazing. One of my favorite
tip
moves
top.
To see tip top. But that pump handle driver that Pentagon Jr. likes to use.
Welcome to Mexico.
Good Lord, is that what it's called?
Well, because like
I've taken it. It's not so fun.
When,
it doesn't look fun.
It looks incredibly painful.
When Shingo would do it, he called it Made in Japan.
Oh, okay.
And then like when Delirious does it, he calls it like the Here It Is. So mm-hmm. I'm just like, call it Welcome to Mexico.
Exactly.
He calls his Canadian destroyer like a Mexican destroyer or
right,
something
yeah.
like that.
Right, right, right.
So everything he just puts. Oh, Pentagon. You just put the word Mexico in all your stuff. It's really
so
not that original.
The package pile driver is the three up, three down driver, though, right?
Oh, right. Exactly.
That's what they call
it. Exactly. So, I mean, just stuff happening.
That's stupid.
That's stupid. It's going back and forth the whole time. We see a missed 619, huge super kick, just lots of amazing super kicks.
A lot of
in
super
this
kicks.
Match.
Yeah.
Even a super kick party reference from Matt Striker.
Those gunshot sound chops.
Oh, with
so
the baseball.
Bad.
Also,
pitch.
Not so fun.
Oh,
not
man.
So, fun.
So like, bad. That sounded so
I just
deep.
Like, as soon as he hit the first one, I was like, oh, the gunshot chops are back.
Exactly. But of course, Pentagon Dark could not be in the temple without getting in his former Dark Master's face, gets in Vampiro's face. Vampiro,
so emotional.
Vampiro is having none of it. He has to leave.
He leaves.
Altogether.
Like, he storms off.
I can't be here right now.
He can't take it, man.
He can't be
it's
here
too
right now.
It's stressful
he
for
can't
him.
Take it.
The emotions are too real.
Exactly. They're mm-hmm. running high, mm-hmm. and he gets distracted, and as Mark and I mentioned as we were watching this, Rey Mysterio, he pulled a little PlayStation maneuver. He stole his opponent's finisher. Came off that middle rope with
the Mexican Destroyer.
Exactly, exactly. Beats him with one of his own signature moves.
Did not expect that to happen.
No, exactly,
right?
No, I
didn't see it happening.
Did you think at one point the Pentagon was going to successfully break Ray's arm after the match, though?
No.
No, I did not think he was going to break his arm.
I was like,
it's
no.
Ray.
Not at the beginning
Ray's
of
magic.
Season 3.
Ray has arms. They yeah. can be broken.
Not, he's magical. He's the king of Lucha Libre.
Yeah,
right?
Not
sure.
The boy. Not the number one boy, man.
That's what
everyone calls him, guys.
Because he's like 25 forever. Yeah.
It's
like,
on all of his t-shirts.
Every
adorable.
Time I heard him cut that promo before the premiere, obviously, where he was like, I'm going to beat everybody. He announces the Pentagon Dark match. And I closed my eyes for a second, and I was like, oh, you're still 17. Wow.
Right.
That's dope.
Exactly.
He's
just
timeless.
Been doing it forever.
He's
He'll never
gem.
Die. He too, just like Katrina, has a portrait somewhere of him that's
he'll never
aging.
Die.
He is taking some sort of secret serum that we
yeah,
don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he has oil valet on his skin.
That's a good tip.
That's
a
pro
or
tip.
Vaseline.
That's a
we
pro
don't
tip.
Know.
We don't know.
She just soaks himself in petroleum gel
yeah,
every night.
Like, he's magic. It's Rey Mysterio.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
It's
all
mysterious.
You can say.
It's mysterious.
Mysterious.
Exactly. Oh, there you go. Dragonus Tekken Jr., Pentagon Dark, goes to break Ray's arm. Dragonus Tekken Jr. makes the save, also sporting kind of a, almost like an Iverson sleeve on his formerly broken arm. You know what? It's fine now.
Yeah.
But he makes the save and runs Pentagon Dark dragon. Off. Exactly.
I know. He did
little
seem
wee
super...
Dragonus Tekka.
Yeah, he seemed so rowdy. Such a, like, a little juvenile delinquent.
He just came out of the streets of Tijuana.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
And his hoodie. I really appreciated the hoodie.
Of course.
Yeah. I was like, I love a ready-wear wrestler. I love it.
Love him.
I'm here for it.
He's so talented, too.
Now the return of Lucha Underground also meant the return of the post, or actually mid-credit scenes. These are always, like, typically our favorite parts of the episode. The scenes that happen during the credits. Because you never know. You could see someone get their head eaten. You could see
It's always a surprise.
You could see a literal, real, actual dragon breathing fire.
Or you could think you changed the channel and it's now an after-school special.
Oh, man. That's exactly... I
when
wrote
that
here,
music
the
hit,
music.
I was like, is it an after-school special? What
the
just
music
happened
during
right
this
now?
Was straight up NBC, The
More,
More
You
Know.
You Know, yeah.
It was so, like, gentle piano. But Puma... He lost to Rey Mysterio Jr. ultimately.
He has a little flashback in his head.
He's brooding.
Oh, he's so broody.
He's not
he's
happy.
He's so sad.
He should have just
he's
been doing curls.
He's a sad kitty.
Well, he's
a
triple
kitty.
Flipper.
He does not do a triple flip.
Yes, he does.
No, he does not. We have we argue about this all the time.
Me and Johnny Mundo have a bet. So I told him Prince Puma does a triple flip, and he's like, no, he does not. And I'm like, yes, he does. I've counted it. I can count.
It's like one and a half.
It's like two and a quarter, isn't it?
So I have to do like something for Johnny, like a movie or something. And then if I lose, but if he loses, he has to take one of my cats. Like one of my kittens
but
for adoption.
But can't you
and
just
give it to Taya.
Can't you just watch Prince Puma?
Thanks
in
so much. Great.
Can't you just watch one of Prince Puma's matches in slow mo and decide
like
the winner of the match?
I think she I've watched it so many times that I counted
and
one, two, three, and I counted in Spanish and English,
oh,
and
no,
it's still the same.
I feel like it would be two and a half if anything, right?
It is not three flips.
It's three. It's
not
uno,
three.
Uno, dos, tres.
It's not three.
Done.
We talked about this for hours the other day.
What's 630 divided by 360, guys?
12.
That's the... Well, he flips 12 times. That's the answer we arrived at.
No, the best was Holly. Holly's like, he's the triple flip. No, Holly. No.
He's
but
the triple
Taya,
flipper.
I swear I've watched it. It's three.
It's
no.
three.
He's a trip flip.
He's a
but
triple
if,
flipper.
But if he flipped three times...
I bet dolphins would love him.
Wouldn't he just land back on his feet?
No.
If he flipped three times?
No, he
like
goes
a kitty?
Like that. Like that.
Right.
Show
yes.
us.
That's one.
Show us on the show us on the man.
Show us on the doll.
Oh, God, your head's back. Oh! Oh, my God. What's happening?
You're concerned.
Like,
things
at
you.
Flying at me. Oh.
You have to take the headset off.
How many do you have of him?
No, that's not him.
Enough.
That's just like a...
It's kind of him.
Okay.
It's him enough.
Right? We don't
I
have
don't
any...
wanna...
Do you not have a Taya Barbie?
Ooh.
Well, do I need to bring you guys a Taya Barbie the next time?
You absolutely.
Please. Oh, my God.
Okay. So let's see
right,
this 630.
Okay. So here's the ring.
Got
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's this side. This is what he normally likes, I think. So he climbs up and he's like,
hey.
And
oh,
he's
my God.
Like, hey, I'm going to get you. And he turns around so his butt faces this way.
Okay.
Hopefully he doesn't fart. And then he jumps up and he goes, one.
He goes backwards?
Two,
no, he doesn't go backwards.
Three.
Yeah.
That seems like.
That's how he does it.
No,
that
friend
slow.
Up.
Okay, let's see Taya's version. Let's see. He starts on the top.
Okay.
on the top.
Okay.
Okay.
On the top, and he's facing in the ring. He's not facing. Out of the ring.
Not booty first.
Got
he's
it.
Not booty
he's
popping.
Not booty
no.
He's not doing the fucking wiggle before. No. And he goes up. He goes one,
two,
and
three.
In this second, he lands kind of like on his butt back. Bam.
So maybe it's like a two and a half. Everyone wins.
It's three.
No.
So you have to be in a movie and he has to take the cat.
I think
meow.
I think Holly's convinced.
Thrace.
Oh man. Thrace. Well, anyways, that was Thrace. This show got way more visual. Guys, if you're listening,
I am a visual learner.
If you're listening on iTunes, be sure to check out the YouTube version of this show because you're missing all sorts of magic.
We got dolls
in the studio. So, guys, that brings us to the end of this episode. Okay. What can you guys tell us? I know you can't say much.
No.
What can you tell us about what we can expect for the rest of season 3? From either the beautiful Brenda or from Taya.
I don't know if we could talk.
Well, anyway.
Can you vaguely hint at things?
I want to say that I think
I want her to get in trouble first.
Okay, I'll do...
Fair. I got in trouble 2 days ago for something that I didn't even do.
Okay, anyways. I think that, obviously, in season 2, you saw a lot of, like, development in Taya and how I wrestled and my character development.
Sure.
And I think in season 3, that keeps going. And I think you see a darker, less bubblegum, more Ruda is basically all I can say. And I think that... Yeah, you guys are going to be pleasantly surprised by the matches that I'm going to have, the way that Worldwide Underground continues to be awesome, continues to air guitar, and continues to have the sweetest man buns around. Okay? And that is all.
Of course, of course.
Can you please tell me if Dario ever takes his shirt off? I can't say because I literally don't even know.
That wife beater may have been as close as we can get.
Well, a girl can dream.
You want a calendar, don't you?
With her shirt off?
Yeah.
We saw him last week.
Really? Well, how was it? Tell me. How was it? Was it okay?
It was like 2 days ago.
Was it okay?
He has a sailboat. We went sailing with Dario.
And we didn't go on Gilligan's Island, but we almost did. He crashed on us.
Oh, boy.
Kind of the sailing is not his thing.
All right.
But he owns it.
The murdering is his thing. We went over
He likes to murder people and then take, you know, the Worldwide Underground, Famous Bee, the beautiful Brenda on a booze cruise. You know, it's fun. Yeah.
There you go.
And who doesn't want to see Dario sailing?
It's like Dexter style. It's like Dexter style.
It's amazing. He's the captain.
It's intense. Like everything, he's intense, you know. He's an intense person. He's actually, that's him.
When he's camping, he's intense.
That is such good news.
He's very intense. He's like the Dos Equis guy.
Oh my god, el hombre más interesante del mundo.
What does that mean?
That means the most interesting man in the world. That's
yes, he is.
Dos Equis.
Dos Equis, el hombre más interesante del mundo.
Stay thirsty, my friends.
Yes.
I know I'm going to meet him one day and just cry.
So with his shirt off, he has a little Furby. I'm just letting you know.
Does that, like a little fuzz?
Just a little Furby.
Stop making me fall in love with somebody I don't know. So,
went real off the rails. So what about outside the temple? What do you guys have going on the rest of this year?
I know there's a premiere thing tomorrow, right?
At Paley Fest. Yeah, let's put that over.
So I am going to the Paley Center. Mm-hmm. I keep calling it Paley Center. But
if you're fancy.
Paley, if you're nasty. Pick you up. The Paley Center, and we're doing a panel and discussing season 3 and different stuff with El Rey Network.
Okay.
And then for me, I recently obviously just moved to Los Angeles.
Sure.
I continue to work for AAA, but I am going there for the TV events only. I will not be doing any more of their house shows. I go to Cancun actually in 2 weeks to go do TV with them. And I'm traveling all over the states doing different stuff. I'm actually have my debut in Japan. October 26th.
Look at that. Congratulations for
her. Congratulations.
She's trilingual.
Right?
With AAA, we're actually going for one show. I'm going to Tokyo for one day.
Wow, okay.
Oh my goodness.
I'm so excited. I mean, this is going to be a crazy opportunity for me. I've been wanting this for so long, so I'm really happy. There's all sorts of really fun stuff coming in, you know, for me, and I'm just going to be trying to go as worldwide as possible with Taya and see what happens. And everyone can follow me on my social media and my Twitter and my Facebook, facebook.com/Taya Valkyrie. And at my Twitter and Instagram are @TheTayaValkyrie. And find out where all my next shows are and stuff. Like, I'll be in San Antonio on Sunday at the San Antonio Bash. And yeah, all sorts of really fun stuff coming up. So
awesome. Very Holly, excited. What about you? What do you got going
on? Well, I have the Cat Club. Actually a reality show with a bunch of girls.
Okay.
And we're working on that right now. We're in production. So I'm doing that with my girls, and we have a ton of cats for adoption. We go to different events. Adopt now. Adopt right now. But, you know, we're trying to make LA no-kill situation.
Yeah.
And so we have a bunch of events coming up, and just, you know, it's pretty much what I'm doing.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm very into the cats.
We caught that.
Before,
we got that.
Before we get out, have you ever met Mr. Money?
I have met Mr. Money.
Have you?
Mr. Money.
Oh, God. I could talk a whole other show about my Ted Hart
Mr. Money is Teddy Hart's cat.
Teddy Hart's cat.
He's become the
star. He's present everywhere.
Ah. Teddy Hart's from Calgary, where I also learned to wrestle. So if you think about it, I've known Teddy for years.
It's true.
So I have known Mr. Money and the cats that came before Mr. Money. And I know all about them. Yes, he has lots of cats. He breeds Persian cats.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a breeder.
Breeders are not my friends.
Anyways, moving on.
Sorry.
I'm sure he's great and loves them a lot.
Guys, thank you. And where can people find you on social media?
Oh, so I'm at Holly Miami on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I actually just recently made public. I, like, keep everything. Because I'm, like, I was on Big Brother, so I have a lot of, like, crazy stalker photos. Mm-hmm. So I just made it public, and on Twitter I'm Holly Miami, and then on Facebook I'm Holly Michelle, and then thecatclub.org.
There you go.
Please check out the cat club. Adopt some cats, guys.
But guys, thank you so much for joining us. Yes, this was an absolute blast.
What a way to kick off season three.
Exactly. We hope to get so many more guests. I don't know if they're going to live up to this, though.
Yeah. This is a pretty high bar to set.
I know they will.
Pretty high bar to set right off the bat. Yeah. So guys, make sure to check out the Cat Club. Make sure to check out Holly Maui. Make sure to check out Taya Valkyrie. Of course, as always, guys, where can they find you?
Follow me on Twitter at Jimbo12360.
Aha,
oh man, I was about to go into my old tirade like I always do. Yeah, follow me there. Check out the Xbox 12360 show on AfterBuzz TV. And I don't have my Young Bucks documentary.
You don't have the DVD, but let's put it over anyway.
Yeah, yeah, my Young Bucks documentary at highspots.com. Check that out. Buy it. I'm getting married in less than a month, so I got to pay for my
wedding. I met your wife at PWG.
Yes.
Super nice lady. Happy congratulations.
Thank you.
Yay. Congratulations. What a mensch. Rachel.
Hello. I'm going to do this really well.
Let's see.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Rachel Sam Evans or Rachel Sam Vans. Depends on how your brain works. You can also check out my YouTube channel. I'm already derailing. You can check out my YouTube channel, Snarled. That's all I have to say to you.
Guys, you can find me on all sorts of social media at Ty Matthews PMA. There's various other after shows, including the Monday Night Raw after show, the American Ninja Warrior after show for one more episode, and the Cruiserweight Classic. Mark Donica, who's on the ones and twos, and I and Bill Hanstock will be covering that both rounds two, three, and the semifinals and the finals all next week. So you can catch me on AfterBuzz TV, catch me on social media, all that stuff, and you can catch us for the next 39 weeks right here every Thursday night, 9 p.m. Pacific. If you're on iTunes, remember, download, comment, review, subscribe, rate, 5 stars if you're nasty. If you're on YouTube, leave us a comment, leave us a thumbs up, find us on Twitter, find us on Instagram. Let's all talk wrestling.
And don't forget, on Wednesdays at 8 p.m., Lucha Underground on LRA.
On the LRA Network. See, a seamless transition, guys. But guys, make sure you're right here, same time, same channel, next week, talking episode 2 of season 3. But until then, viva la lucha!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Arriba Loca!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.